Since women grow most of the world's food, it shouldn't be a surprise to see a farm full of Burundi women tending fields and harvesting crops. But across from the Avondale MARTA station, it's the third growing season here for some 15 women and their families, who collectively farm this former school playground, nearly an acre of land, year-round.
Right now it's the cool season, so they have everything in the ground from leeks to garlic, Swiss chard, kale, spinach, beets, arugula, and snow peas are right there. That's what we're trellising today.
Susan Pavlin is project director of the Global Growers Network, which began in 2010 as part of Georgia's Refugee Family Services. The Burundi Women's Farm Initiative creates agriculture and economic opportunities for refugees who were forced to flee their homes due to war, genocide, and persecution. In Burundi, these women traditionally grew the food for their households, and now they're able to do so here. With what they produce, they can feed their families and sell the excess fruits of their labor in neighborhood farmers' markets.
The Burundi Women's Farm gives the women an opportunity to truly become self-sufficient in a lot of different ways. In part, they're able to grow and sell food for supplemental income, but it also provides an opportunity for them to practice their English. They work alongside American volunteers, and they're out at the market with Americans, so they're learning the basics of American business skills.
But they're still shy about talking to reporters and didn't want to talk on tape. Self-sufficiency is a key element of Refugee Family Services, which focuses on the needs of refugee women and children. Emily Pelton is executive director.
There was a real need for women to have a place to take their skills, to practice things that they knew how to do, and it created a whole new option for women who had farming experience, and that's many, many women.
The other important thing it creates, she says, is a way for refugees to embrace and engage the community in a productive and positive way.
And people can see how hard refugees want to work, how much they want to be part of our culture, how much they want to be part of this community.
The United States takes in some 80,000 refugees per year, and Metro Atlanta boasts some of the largest numbers of resettlement communities. As these new immigrants plant roots in their new homeland, Global Growers sees both the refugees and local residents reaping the benefits of their cultural skills. Last month, Global Growers broke ground on its newest collaborative initiative, Decatur Kitchen Gardens. With assistance from city, county, and local agricultural organizations, an acre and a half of land behind the United Methodist Children's Home in Decatur will be transformed to create sustainable organic market gardens, which will then be farmed by the local community and sold through farmers markets and CSAs. Again, Susan Pavlin.
At Decatur's Kitchen Garden, we plan to have about 30 community producers. Probably about 20 to 25 will be drawn from the refugee community. The other people are community producers just from the local neighborhoods. We're only a few blocks away from a food desert, which is a place where people generally don't have access to fresh foods. And so we hope to reach out to those communities as well and to encourage people to get involved.
This effort to bring together the needs of refugees with the interest in local farming and sustainable development is designed to benefit all who live here. For WABE News, I'm Susan Middleman.